road ahead. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Less than a week after Hurricane Ian tore through Florida, its 150-mile-per-hour winds demolishing homes and storm surge wiping out infrastructure, the search for survivors continues.
For the most part, Coast Guard search and rescue operations from the air have largely ended, which is good news. But the urban search and rescue teams and the state and locals continue to do a ground search of that area to make sure that anybody who needs assistance or rescuing gets that.
Rear Admiral Brendan McPherson, at least 80 people died in the storm. Governor Ron DeSantis says power is being restored and crews are working to build a temporary bridge that will connect Pine Island to the mainland after the bridge was wiped out. On Sanibel Island, a 24-hour curfew is in effect. As officials say, it's too dangerous for people to walk around. President Biden expected to visit Fort Myers, Florida later this week. Today, he and the First Lady were in Puerto Rico promising help as thousands remain without power after Hurricane Fiona hit the island last month. Rebuilding efforts continue on Puerto Rico after it was hit hard by Hurricane Maria in 2017. The Supreme Court is staying out of the defamation lawsuit against the CEO of MyPillow.
Justices refused to intervene in Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Lindell is facing a $1.3 billion defamation suit in a case with attorney Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani for accusing the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election. A lower court judge declined to dismiss the case. Lindell appealed. A federal appeals court ruled Lindell's appeal was premature. The Supreme Court has now declined to hear the case.
Fox's Jared Halper. A U.S. defense official has confirmed North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister's office says the missile is believed to have landed in the Pacific. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police suspect a serial killer could be on the loose in Stockton, California.
Five men have been shot dead since July, all late at night or early in the morning, while walking alone in largely unlit areas of the city. The killings began on July 8th when a 25-year-old man was shot. Then on August 11th, another killing. And again on August 30th and September 21st, with the most recent shooting happening on September 27. Police have ruled out gang violence, robbery, and hate crimes, even though four of the victims are Hispanic. So the motivation of the shooter or shooters is unknown.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Officials do have a person of interest, but are offering a reward of $85,000 for information leading to an arrest. A popular online payment system is also popular with scammers.
Four of the seven banks that own the peer-to-peer payment service Zelle report over 192,000 cases of fraud in 2021 and the first half of this year. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren requested the information and says it shows customers were reimbursed in only 3,500 cases. In the cases of clear-cut, unauthorized transfers, only 47% of those dollars were ever reimbursed. Banks are required by law to repay customers when funds are illegally transferred. According to Early Warning Systems, the company that operates Zelle, almost $500 billion in funds were sent via the service in 2021. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Sachin Littlefeather, the Native American actor and activist who famously declined Marlon Brando's 1973 Academy Award for The Godfather on his behalf in protest over Hollywood's portrayal of Native Americans, has died at age 75. She took the stage when presenter Roger Moore announced Brando won for Best Actor. At the time, producer Howard Koch told her she would be arrested if she spoke longer than a minute. Earlier this year, the Academy apologized for the way she was treated. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.